We started out talking about ministry gifts. Remember that? Remember that? And Jesus said in Matthew Gospel, almost the last word Matthew wrote, and the 28th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, he said these words in the he was commissioned the church. Thank you, praise team. Thank all you guys, and thank y'all for being ready to praise God. And the last words he left with us, teaching them to observe all things. Teaching them to do what? Observe all things. Something we teach people, excited about it, some subject we talk about, the congregation, the assembly that you're teaching, they get really excited. Then some, they get sort of quiet. Some, they look at you like you really supposed to be saying that? And but it's in the Bible. It ought to be said. Amen. Amen. At the proper time and leading from the Spirit of God. And so Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things, right? And his commission was for us to go in all the world and preach what? The gospel. Now, when we talk about blessing, in which that's what God is all about, the blessing. And the proverb, the writer said, the blessing of the Lord maketh what? Rich, and no sorrow come with it. And sometimes because of blessing don't seem suitable when you're getting light in areas that the flesh don't want to die. And habits don't want to leave their place. They want to exist. It doesn't seem like a blessing. It seems like you're meddling. But when you overcome those habits and get delivered and crucify the flesh and learn how to walk in love, stay out of offenses and out of all the other things that the enemy have set up to trap us, to deceive us, and to lead us away from our holy place and our position with the Lord that he put us in to bless us and to grow us so that we can be mightily used of God. And there's a place in God that the enemy can't touch. Amen. But you know, God gave us a will, and we can yield that will, our will to him, and let him have all of us, or we can do a little partial, a little bit here and there, and we try to handle the rest of it, just make a mess out of it. Amen. But the more each member yield, the stronger and the greater the body function in the power, in the blessing, in the thing that God has given us. You know, that's each individual member has the God had given each member right. If you yield your will to God's will, then you can help the other member to yield. Amen. And because we found that out in the fourth chapter of first part of the book of Ephesians, and we're going to pick up. So if you can, I want to, y'all help me read this. We want to pick up tonight in Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to do this particular chapter. I told you a while back that some of the times we are going to just read the Bible. Amen. And so this is one of the nights we're going to do a little reading from the Bible. It's all right to read from the Bible, isn't it? I am in the right place. We can read the Bible here, can't we? It's all right to read the Bible here. Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to pick up at verse 17. I know we had read some of it, but I want you to listen, and we're going to do this one from the Amplified tonight, but I will switch over and maybe from time to time, but I'm going to have to impose tonight, and I want to read from the Amplified Bible. So if y'all can put that up there so everybody can read along together. Amen. Now, and to get us up to, just kind of get us up to current, we're in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. I suppose if I had to pick out a book in the Bible, epistle book in the Bible that I read the most, it would probably be Ephesians. And this book is written to the church. It has instruction. And sometimes when people are more in the natural than they are in the spirit, or when they are unlearned, or even when they are rebellious, it seems like God is trying to be hard on them or cruel. That's what it seemed like. But you got to know the heart of God. He's a loving God. And he's doing everything he can to get truth to you. That's what he's doing. But when you take it and try to communicate with God with your natural part of yourself, your mind, your feeling, your flesh, your and all that, you get offended, you're in a place where you can't receive because it's a spiritual thing. And it has to be perceived and received with your spirit. So you have to sell it in your heart. I don't care what comes, what God says, he right. It's me that have to come up to par. Because he's right. I can't improve on him. I can't straighten him out no kind of way because he's right. He knows what he's talking about. He got full revelation, and he's not trying to pull something over on us and mess us up. He's doing everything he can to get this truth to us so we can walk like him, talk like him, live like him, and be victorious in our everyday walk like he is. Nobody ever, ever conquered God. Nobody. I'm going to say it again. Nobody have ever conquered God or defeated God. You can't do it. And God is so wise. And God is so good. When man messed up, are y'all with me tonight? When man messed up, fouled up, and show you how good God is, and couldn't nobody else do it. And when God said there are no impossibility with God, he mean that. He nothing impossible for God. He can do whatever God wants to do. And you can rest and assure when he does something, it's going to be right. Because he's a God of what? Truth. He's a God of light. And man was all messed up. And Satan called Adam to do what I call the unthinkable. And he committed the high treason. He committed the sin that separate the whole human race from the God that created us for his glory.